Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. A lot of downloads yesterday. If you are new, welcome to the show. Normally the late night jokes go here, but they've been off lately. So let's jump in. Damon Wayans was on Hot 97. That's a radio station in New York City. He talked about Dave Chappelle. Wayans says he loves Dave Chappelle and won't speak about the various controversies too much, saying they're filming everything he does right now and putting it out as specials. The thing is, you got to ask yourself as an artist, is it special? Or are they taking advantage of me because I'm special? The latest Netflix release is categorized as a comedy, but the description reads, Dave Chappelle delivers a speech at his prestigious alma mater that reflects on his comedy roots, his rise to fame, and why artists should never behave. Wayans says he hasn't watched it yet, but says it should be categorized as a speech. Don't blur the lines. Is this a special or is this a speech? There is no doubt that Dave Chappelle is the comedian of our generation. He's braver than I am right now. I wouldn't say he's braver than I've ever been because, you know, in living color, kind of speaks to my fearlessness. I totally respect him. He weathered a very difficult storm and came out the other side smiling, and I'm happy for him. If you were prepping your comedy podcast and you tried to search for comedy or comedian, one story came up over and over. Craig Robinson's show was canceled the other night after a gunman opened fire at a Charlotte comedy club. Yeah. A man entered the Comedy Zone in Charlotte after 9 o'clock Saturday night, flashed his gun. Craig Robinson posted on video and said, I'm performing at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte. There was an active shooter in the comedy club, so they moved us over to this place. There's a concert going on, so I just thought I'd share with y'all. I'm safe. I'm cool. It was wild when I was in the green room, and they're like, everybody get out. It was a moment for sure. Nobody was hurt. One man has been placed in custody. The show was canceled. Speaking of The Office, Lego has a new office set. This from Nerdist.com. The Office 1,164-piece set measures over 3 inches tall, 12 inches wide, and 10 inches deep. It features the iconic Scranton office and all its employees. I'm going to challenge the all. I bet we can come up with somebody that's not part of this set. Designed for ages 18 and up, because, you know, if you're 7, don't go playing office Lego, okay? The collection recreates the series' main work area. That includes Jim and Dwight's desk island, Phyllis and Stanley's desk island. You can also construct Michael's office, which even slides out, so you can display it by itself, the conference room, and more. There are plenty of famous extras. It comes with Jim's teapot, letter, and engagement ring for Pam, Michael's screenplay, Dwight's hidden weapons and megaphone, Kevin's pot of chili, and a floating stapler encased in gelatin. It's available for pre-order now. Here are the 15 figures, all right? Let's see if we can catch them on the all. I already spotted one. No, Robert California. What kind of Lego set is this? Here are the characters. Michael, Dwight, Jim, Pam, Ryan in the 5 spot, Angela, Oscar, Kevin, Stanley, Kelly, Phyllis, Meredith, Creed, Toby, and Daryl. You know why this set is awesome? No Andy. Like, say you wanted to play, hey, the office Lego, but it's not as good as real office Lego. Then you get the Andy figure and you put it where Michael's supposed to be and you'd be like, ah, I used to really like this Lego set. But come on, no Andy, that's not all. Where's Aaron? Where are the two guys from the last season? Where's Robert California? Where's whatever the woman that bought the company? Where are they? Where's the weird guy? Why can't I think of anyone's name? Tall guy. He's in like the last 6 seasons. What is his name? I like The Office. You'd act like I never saw the thing. What is that guy's name? It's going to bother me. You're all like screaming at your headphones right now, which makes you look weirder than me Googling this. Gabe. That's who I meant. Why is there no Gabe? Hold on, did I say Toby? Yeah, there's a Toby. Whew, that would have been bad. But there's no Aaron. What are we just playing, like, season 2, The Office? There's no Andy. That's kind of a big one. No Holly? What if I wanted Holly so I could take Holly and Michael, have them leave, and then use my Andy figure and be like, I used to like this Lego set a lot more than I do now. Google's claiming there's a character on The Office named Kathy Sims. I think I know who this is, but I don't think she should be in this picture. Kathy Sims is Pam's temporary replacement while she's on maternity leave in season 8. Yeah, she shouldn't be in this list here, The Office. I mean, she's a character, but I don't know. So is the guy from the Phillies is a character. Robert California, why don't we have him? Karen, there's no Karen. There's no Moe's. There's no Nelly. That's probably a good thing. Roy, gotta have Roy being mean to the Jim figure. How about the senator? D'Angelo Vickers, played by the coldest person I've ever met, Will Ferrell. Charles Minor, played by the great Idris Elba. Pete Clark? Todd Packer? Come on. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off on that rant at all. Oh, and I can't just awkwardly go into this next story. All right, flip the order, Johnny Mac, flip the order. Okay, we'll tell you about John Mulaney. John Mulaney was at the Cubs game on Saturday, and he sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game. He wore a custom Cubs jersey with his name across the back and a matching baseball cap, and he sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game to a crowd of 41,000 fans. He also played the United Center. The Chicago Tribune had someone there and said, Mulaney was supremely confident, outwardly fun, frenetic, and faux positive. He noted that early on. He said it was the drugs. He said he knew his vibe seems different these days, and then leaned into the audience and asked a 12-year-old boy if he knew what had happened to Mulaney. The child did not. He asked the child's name. The kid said Pat. Mulaney said, you know, in other cities, kids aren't named that. Chicago Tribune says much of Mulaney's act was centered on hilarious and relatively meaningly faux outrages, abusive airline service, greedy college telemarketers, and he seems eager for a fresher, more intense register. The results are moments in the new show that are so unsettling and chilly. He barks at the nice woman in charge of his intervention that she shouldn't be fooled by his warm-hearted persona. You cringe. He demands a free haircut at SNL during a week where he isn't even hosting. In rehab, he's disgusted the other patients haven't heard of him. He says, ask your teenage daughter or your son if he's not athletic. The times when he still throws in the usual stand-up material, Rush is crazy. There are too many podcasts. And as a child, he asked for a membership to the Chicago History Museum. It distracts. He even noted it seemed phony to sound so upbeat. He's right. And before the Chicago Tribune gives you the wrong idea, understand John Mulaney is fun to watch, but he's evolving, and that old faux vulnerability sounds real now. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by ExpressVPN. I'm a big fan. I like my internet privacy. I've got this thing auto-configured. I fire up the new computer, and the new computer tells the internet, yeah, John's in New Jersey, somewhere in New Jersey, but not where you think he is. Ha, ha, ha. And then, you know, I'm kind of private online. And sometimes I like to pretend I'm in, say, London and watch a Paul McCartney concert on the BBC from my, you know, wink, wink house in the Docklands that I own and stuff. Whether you're connected to an unencrypted internet network on your phone, computer, tablet, TV, etc., you're sending countless pieces of information out into the digital world that can be seen and intercepted by many different parties before they get to their intended destinations. But on a VPN, you've got a secure tunnel between your device and the internet. That is why I recommend ExpressVPN. Go to expressvpn.com/DCN. The link is in the show notes. Find out how you can get an additional 3 months of ExpressVPN for free through the special offer. Sign up for a one-year package. ExpressVPN.com/DCN. They sponsor today's Daily Comedy News. Right, I'm running one of my dopey contests this week. You're deciding who has the better dating game. Is it Pete Davidson or John Mulaney? Dan Bublitz Jr. has chimed in and asked a really good question. Is having an affair considered dating? I don't feel like it is, so I have to vote for Pete on this one. So that's a vote for Pete Davidson. Who do you think's got better game? John Mulaney, he's dating Olivia Munn. Pete Davidson currently dating Kim Kardashian. We're not voting on who's funnier, because I think we know the answer. But Dan brings up a good point. This entire contest may be flawed. I may not have thought this through, but I'm committed. So right now, Pete Davidson has the better dating game. Even if you think my contest is stupid, which it kind of is, go to the Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Podcast Group, or Instagram, Daily Comedy News. All right, I was listening to stuff because, well, not because, but my internet was out all weekend, which kind of sucked. But luckily, I have unlimited data on my phone. So basically, I sat in the backyard, listened to like 10 million podcasts. So some stuff I listened to. Tim Ferriss had Bill Burr. Pretty good. Then I was checking out Bert Kreischer's podcast, and I like Bert's comedy a lot. I need structure on a podcast. It was just Bert talking to like random comedians. People are jumping in and out. And it's probably that I'm a radio lifer and a program director by trade. And I was always taught formatics and to over-explain everything. And you'll notice I tend not to use pronouns, and I'll use the comedian's name several times in the same story. That's all in that training. So when Bert is just hanging out on a bus, randomly throwing it to comedians, and like, I recognize Mark Norman's voice, but unless you say that it's Mark Norman, I don't know. It just kind of threw me. So not for me. The Last Laugh podcast, the Tim Heidecker episode, I liked a lot. The Sarah Cooper episode, not for me. I'll leave it there. And I just went on a run. Oh, I got so soaked. I went out for a run, humble brag, training for the marathon. You've heard about this. And a thunderstorm got me. And I was a mile and a half from home. And I got soaked. Like, so soaked, I left my clothes outside. Except for my pants. I wore the wet pants in the house. I'm not that weird. But there was a half-naked man in front of my house for 3 seconds, if you know where to look. I digress. On today's run, I was listening to Tim Dillon's podcast. He had on Andrew Schultz, and I thought it was very, very entertaining. They were talking a lot about the industry, as we call it, and I've been industry adjacent enough to get a vibe for what they were talking about. Tim Dillon's show is great every week, but I will once again say, once he gets canceled, I will deny that I ever told you to listen to him. The story I bumped after the Lego story in the first half of the podcast, Jack Knight, stand-up comedian, passed away. He was 28 years old. Recently starred in the Peacock series Bust Down, which co-starred Chris Redd, Sam Jay, and Langston Kerman. He was also an executive producer on the HBO talk show Pause with Sam Jay. He was nominated for a Writers Guild of America Award for his work on the show. 2014, Comedy Central Comic to Watch. 2015, New Face at the Montreal Just for Last Festival. And an LA Comic to Watch by Time Out in 2018. He had opened for Chappelle, Joel McHale, Eric Andre, Moshe Kasher, and Hannibal Buress. Kumail Nanjiani remembered Knight as a hilarious comedian and a great guy. Joel Kim Booster called him a singular talent, actually funny, and a genuinely kind person. Comedian Solomon Giorgio remembered doing a show with Jack Knight and said Knight did not hold back a single punch during his set. From NBC News, as the January 6th committee prepares for primetime public hearings, one person was apparently recently identified to the FBI by online sleuths who figured out who he was. According to NBC, Kevin Downey Jr. was one of the highest profile participants to have entered the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Downey appeared on America's Got Talent in 2013 and was also on Bravo's Queer Eye for the Straight Guy in 2004. He also released at least one DVD special called I'm Not Gay, But Don't Stop. Online sleuths say they identified Downey with the help of surveillance footage released in connection with another January 6th case after getting a facial recognition hit. Confirming his identity was relatively easy. NBC News also found photos that Downey posted of himself and his fiancée on Facebook on January 6th that matched the outfit of the individual identified by the sleuths. NBC News also found a YouTube interview in which Downey and his fiancée talked about their experiences at the Capitol. Why are you talking about this, Johnny Mac? Because he was on America's Got Talent in 2013 and he was a comedian. That's why. Charlamagne the God's late night show is getting a refresh ahead of its season 2 premiere later this month. The show used to be called The God's Honest Truth. Now the show will be called Hell of a Week with Charlamagne the God. The half-hour show will move to, in my words, not the most original format. It is a panel format, according to the press release, has unlikely pairings of comedians, outspoken celebrities, and thought leaders across the political spectrum. They come together to break down the biggest news headlines. I feel like I've seen that show before in several forms. It debuts July 28th after The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Tonight on your TV, Jimmy Kimmel Live. No Jimmy Kimmel, but guest hosts Dana Carvey and David Spade. That should be entertaining. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your shows. If you like what I do here, buy me a coffee, bro. Go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You throw $5 in the tip jar. I take your $5. I go to the National Donuts chain. I go, hey, let me get large iced coffee, caramel milk. Thanks. And then, you know, I stand around for a couple minutes and then they hand me a cup. And then, as I told you on yesterday's show, that's not true. I order on the app and I just walk in. I don't talk to anybody. It's just magically there. But I like telling you a little anecdote as I try to get you to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. See you tomorrow.